AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Sherry Preston. World leaders are reacting to the news that President Biden has withdrawn from the 2024 presidential race. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
At the recent NATO summit, Keir Starmer said after his one-on-one with Joe Biden, he was sharp. Now, that same prime minister says he respects the president's decision. Elsewhere, Germany's Olaf Scholz, whose party recently came in a dismal third in EU elections, was quick to praise the man who said Nord Stream 2 would not come online. Elsewhere in Russia, questions persist as to whether the decision was in fact voluntary.
Now, as for the Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump.
We know from our sources that the Trump team has been building a book to take on Kamala Harris, attack her for some of her past statements, and do everything they can to tie her to Joe Biden.
That's ABC senior investigative producer John Santucci. This is ABC News. A wildfire in Salt Lake City, not far from the state capitol, has forced evacuations. Firefighters going door to door to order people out. Utah fire officials don't know exactly how the blaze began, but they say it was human caused. Storms spinning up some serious cash at the movies.
Guys, whatever's in there, it's big and it's moving fast.
They ran toward the tornadoes at movie box offices this weekend. Twisters with a blockbuster opening. $80.5 million in ticket sales in North America, say studio estimates. A sequel to the 1996 hit Twister with different characters.
Look up.
Universal also had the number two movie, Despicable Me 4, in 3 weeks, grabbing over $259 million domestically. Inside Out 2 third, Long Legs 4th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Messaging platform WhatsApp trying a new trick, instant translations. It's reportedly working on a feature that would automatically translate messages sent in another language. No word yet on when it will be available. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells. Let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be visiting Milwaukee next Tuesday for a campaign event. Harris has already visited Wisconsin 4 times this year. The vice president's arrival in Milwaukee will come just days after the city hosted the Republican National Convention. Harris last visited Milwaukee in May, where she discussed her administration's economic policies. Two Ohio police officers who shot and killed a man outside the Republican National Convention have been investigated in the past for uses of force. Nicholas Mason was cleared of charges in 2017 after killing a man during a traffic stop. Adam Groves was sued in 2016 for wrongful arrest and excessive use of force. Mason and Groves were part of a visiting police bicycle unit from Columbus. Activists and mourners of Samuel Sharp Jr., the man shot and killed, are criticizing Milwaukee officials for hosting the RNC and bringing in out-of-state police. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Packers training camp underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beginning their training camp practices in helmets and shorts for the first few days. 28-year-old Kenny Clark signing a new 3-year deal that will pay the defensive lineman $64 million. Baseball, the Brewers sweeping the Twins in a 2-game match over the weekend, winning 8-7 thanks to 4 home runs, 2 from catcher Eric Haas. The Crew is in Chicago tonight against the Cubs, who won on Sunday but lost a 3-game series at home to Arizona. A reporter asked about Christopher Morrell's batting style at the plate.
The at-bats, thinking like the seventh inning with Morrell, there's a tying run at second. He's looked like he was swinging for the late there. I don't know.
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That
That's your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about...
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take.
Why is that? Why is that a bad take?
He's having a good at-bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 83 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms late tonight, our low 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Could be a quarter to a half inch of rain with storms tomorrow and a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll catch you up on news of the weekend and also the current status of the Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Not going to want to miss it. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 56 in Green Bay, 61 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh. Beautiful, beautiful day. Sounds like some rain coming around tomorrow. Yes. We're going to be at EAA, but I think that's the only day it's in the forecast.
Yeah, and you're camping with Brittany tomorrow?
Yeah, well, fun. Outside of her. I'm going to sleep under the stars.
In the rain.
Yeah.
Half inch of rain.
I can do it. Okay. The segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now's the time to check it out. If you're looking for new windows or doors, pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. This is really cool. Completes the installation with no mess and no hassle, leaving absolutely nothing but perfect results that'll last pretty much a lifetime. $18 per window, $81 per month. Got to check it out. It ends on the 31st of this month. Visit PellaWI.com today. Joining us right now, Jennifer Birschbach, Green Bay area mom with a very special thing that you put together.
You know, and we talk about getting through life is not always easy. And what can help you are support groups.
Absolutely.
In many things, in retirees, in just in sports, just support groups. People of your own ilk can really help you because they've done things and can save you some time and money and a lot of frustration. You've put together or purchased or however that. Tell us about this. We are Green Bay Area Moms.
Yeah. So Green Bay Area Mom was started about 7 years now. Almost eight. And it was brought here as a resource for Green Bay parents. So when it was brought here, we had some sister sites in Madison and Milwaukee, and we wanted to have that support here in Green Bay. So we put together resources and events and just a place for encouragement or to ask your questions. And we have a whole group of ladies here in Green Bay who are working together to help support parents.
And that's a tough thing, right? I mean, raising kids is great, and I think that's why a lot of us are put on the planet, but it's not without its challenges. What are some of the biggest questions that parents might might send into you?
Yeah, so a lot of that is, what do I do with my kids, right? So you have a weekend. You don't know all the events going on. You don't know all the places to go. You might have lived here your whole life and not even known some of the places that are really cool to take your kids. And so most of the questions we get are like, what can I do with my kids? I'm just moving here. What are the cool things to do?
This sounds great.
And as my grandma said, and I'm old, so she's would be really the, but idle hands are the work of the devil.
You know,
she did not like us sitting around doing nothing. You know, and even with that, just so that they know where the parks are and what parks have playground equipment and what some are a little bit more towards baseball and some, you know, tennis and now pickleball. But yeah, that's a resource. They can go and look at that. Because It doesn't always have to be an event, right? I mean, they just want to do something with their...
Correct, correct. And we actually put on our site, we have a park guide that we actually take videos of the playgrounds to try and show you, like, hey, this would be a great spot for a little kid, or this is a really cool one for older kids, right? Like, so we can try and...
Special needs parks.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of these things, like, you just don't really know what you have.
That was always a frustration of mine when I was...
Mayor.
That... People didn't know everything. We did a campaign back in, it was a long time ago, 2004, like 20 years ago. And it was be a tourist in your own town. And you would get your passport stamped at like the Children's Museum at the, well, we didn't have the auto gallery back then, but like we would do that. And just all the cool stuff, botanical gardens. I mean, who hasn't been out there? I look at Johnny. Just, but there's a lot of things right here. And then besides the 36 parks that Green Bay has as well. And the transit system, I mean...
Yeah, it's a really family-friendly place. And it, it's, you know, everyone from outside might think we might be a big city because of all the, you know, the Packers and all the other things. But, like, really, it's such a family-friendly area. And there is so much to do with your kids. And so much, like, you could go hiking, you could do, you know, enjoy nature, any of that stuff. But if you don't know about it, you just don't know about it.
Right.
What about some of the other thing? I mean, those are all the fun type things and everything. But I mean, I got a daughter that, you know, has to have a young daughter in daycare when she works. The cost of those types of things. And I mean, do you guys have like kind of like a support system and somebody saying, hey, I know of a great daycare and it's not going to charge you an arm and a leg? And I mean, there's some serious issues that parents have to deal with now, isn't there?
Absolutely. That's one of the other questions that we get all the time is how, like, daycare right now is just impossible to find, really. But we do have a preschool and childcare guide. We do actually have our community group where people can ask questions and say, hey, what are the best daycares? So that's a resource of parents helping parents.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And you might, the guy I go to, Western, have a trainer, and his wife's going to have a baby any week, but they had to get queued up for a daycare, like...
Oh, it's so early. Right? It is so early.
They had to get their daycare before the baby was born.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so hard to find. There is such a daycare shortage right now, or childcare shortage. And we, like, that's a question of, like, what resources do you have? What do you, yeah.
Well, I know for a fact there's women I've talked to them where it's like they have to debate in their mind, is it worth it? For what I make, for what I take home, for what I pay in taxes, what I pay the daycare, is it worth it?
And do you have to really weigh that? And there's sometimes guys that stay home too, and their wife. I mean, that happens. Like, my nephew's doing that. But it's not just, you know, I make, what, $20 an hour here, but it's the cost. You got to get clothes, you got to drive, you may even need another car, maybe
lunches,
not,
maybe, or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And then they pass the hat because so and so, you know, he's getting married.
Somebody's selling Girl Scout cookies.
You know, how many Surgeon's bars do you want?
Yeah.
Working is not 100% take home. You know what I mean? Like Johnny said,
absolutely.
You know, there's taxes and everything that come out, but then there's also a cost to working and
yeah, getting, yeah. And I stayed at home just because of that too. And my job when I had my oldest, it wasn't going to pay for childcare.
That's
it wasn't,
what I mean.
And right. that was 16 years ago.
How much is it now on the average?
Oh gosh, I don't know because I haven't looked into it, but I know like it is. Yeah,
it's a house payment.
People are struggling. People are really struggling with it.
Yeah. Hey, with your group, so this is an online, or tell me how your group, how your
connects.
Organization connects.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have our website that has local blog posts from local parents, and then we put resources together. Like if you're looking for 4th of July was just recently, so 4th of July fireworks, we put all together all the places that have them and when they're having them. And we put together, so that's kind of our website. But then we're really active on Facebook and Instagram. We have a really great social media lady who, like, she just loves it so much and is really positive and an encouraging place. And then also we get together for events. So, like, we have play dates or mom's book. We have a book club. We have mom night out events, things to get people connected to each other.
And then another thing you guys, or we mentioned just before we went on the air, was about the screen time during the summer, right? Talk about that, please.
Yeah. So number one, screen time is just kind of a a problem all around. So for a connection, we were kind of talking about that. Like, you know, you get to a mom group or a play date and you see all these moms on screens, or the kids are playing on screens all the time. Sometimes it's just easy, like in order to make connections and to be encouraging to each other and stuff like that, sometimes we got to put those things away. And I know for my kids, I've had taken that stuff away and the attitudes are better. The connections are better. Mm-hmm. It just really helps if you can kind of put that screen away every once in a while.
And I was telling you that we have some friends of ours whose kids are young, you know, like I said, 4, 5, 6, but she was looking for a play group that the parents don't allow phones. You know, she said it was harder than she thought.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people are uncomfortable coming to that stuff nowadays. But it is so important to actually like communicate with other parents because you really get a lot more support and mm-hmm. you really get a lot more connection to people.
And let's be honest, especially with single moms, okay? They have to think to themselves, well, I'm on an island, I'm by myself, I'm whatever. Having something like, and everybody's got that girlfriend or whatever, whatever, but having a whole support group like you guys have, I would think just for a shoulder to, I don't want to say cry on, but just a, you know, shoulder of support and everything, mentally can really make a difference, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we don't know that other people are in the same boat as us until other people tell us they're in the same boat as us. And the instant you're like, oh my goodness, I went through that too.
Exactly.
That feeling like changes everything.
Yeah. Jennifer, so we're talking with Jennifer Birschbach, who is, are you the executive director?
I'm owner of Green Bay Area Mom.
You're the owner of Green Bay Area Mom, which is it's more than networking. It's a networking site, but you get advice and you also get together physically as well, besides the website, right?
I mean,
and you do activities. What are the average age of kids where parents are involved in your organization?
We have actually quite a few. So we definitely have a lot of resources for that younger age. Our play dates usually run from like 0 to 6. But we also try and do some teen events. We've done stuff at EdgeBR. We've done stuff at local businesses that do gear towards older children. We just have to...
We just had somebody on here that, was it Makers thing where they actually make like models and things, just cool things for kids.
Yeah.
And they were on here because nobody knows about them. You know what I mean? And we can be a vehicle as well. And you're a resource, which is really, really important. And, I think that's good because I can't think of a more stressful job than being a single mom.
Yeah.
And I've told my wife that when we had kids, I don't know how they do it. God bless them.
I agree.
Well, my wife would go away for like 2 days to these retreats and I just was counting the hours. It's just, oh my God, please come home.
Sure. She was too.
Like she wanted to stay longer.
Exactly. No. How many more hours do I have? Oh, thank God. I have 12 more.
Wow.
I think this is really great what you did and what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you.
I really do. I think it's very much needed.
Give us the info again, the website and your Facebook.
So it's greenbayareamom.com. Our Facebook is all on Green Bay Area Mom. Instagram handle is Green Bay Area Mom also.
Would you let single dads?
Absolutely. Dads use our resources all the time. Grandparents, everyone. We try and just make it as general as possible. It's just things to do with your kids.
Phenomenal. Thanks for doing this.
I love the support aspect of it.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. Jennifer Birschbach, thank you so very much. Green Bay Area Moms, well-needed type of entity that I didn't know anything about until we heard you were coming on. So this is great. And we'll get the word out wherever we can for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We're going to send a quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Jennifer Birchbach. Special thanks to Brittany Malou. And we've got Katie Hess from the Autism Society of Greater Green Bay coming up about their golf outing. We want to help them out as much as humanly possible. You know, we're talking about going to EAA and about what a big, I would think that is, I mean, in the state of Wisconsin, obviously you got Summerfest, you've got, you know, the State Fair in West Allis, you got those kind of things. But as far as like something known worldwide, like what do you know about Wisconsin? That's one of those things that a lot of people connotate with Wisconsin is EAA.
Yeah, my son-in-law's from Columbia, from Cali, and he was talking about his dad has been wanting to come up here, and his dad's a hang glider, but everybody around the world knows about EAA.
Yeah.
I think they've done just a great job.
Fantastic job of promoting it. You know what? I remember, I think the first year I was ever there, when I was in TV, I was there to come. I've never gone there as a spectator.
Oh.
I've been there, you know, many times covering different events, but I'll never forget. I want to say it was Chuck Yeager, and no, not Chuck. I remember Chuck Yeager was there. I remember interviewing Chuck Yeager, but there was another guy, Pappy Boyington. We got to talk to, is Dick coming out today or tomorrow? Tomorrow, huh, Napinski? Pappy Boyington. Remember the TV show Bubba Black Sheep, Robert Conrad?
I know Robert Conrad.
Right.
He was in West, some...
Well, Wild Wild West.
Bubba West.
And then, all, no, show. But also, no, but he was also... the TV show, Pappy Boyington, based on a true story, fighter pilots in the South Pacific. Mm. And you don't remember this show?
No.
No, okay. But anyway, one of the top Japanese fighter pilots was also there that year. And I heard they did not get along.
Imagine that.
That they like literally may have gone against each other in aerial battles. Yeah.
Oh.
We got to talk to Dick about that.
Yeah.
But I remember Boyington was really ticked off about something with the Japanese pilot. Yeah.
But that EAA, you didn't go to that when you were a kid? Not a kid, but I don't know. How long has it been there? It's been there a while. I mean, I'm not saying I was there. I don't think it was there when I was a little kid.
Well, okay, let me just say this.
College, for
sure. When I was in sports, I mean, I wasn't living around here until, you know, I worked in sports. So EAA starting up same day as Packers training camp.
Oh, yeah.
And then once Packer training camp starts, back in those days, you were at practice every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day and sometimes both practices.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a lot of time for anything else that time of year.
Yeah.
And that was just the way it was.
But I think people should really take advantage of that. I don't think it's, I forgot what she said, the prices, but it's worth it. And you get, I don't know, two or three.
Well, the one email or the one text we got, didn't they say like $48 for a year to be a member of EAA? Something like that?
Yeah, I don't.
Have you ever seen how tiny, you did last year, how tiny some of those people just pitch those tiny little tents under like the wings of their planes?
Right.
I mean, just.
That's a sleeping bag.
And didn't we meet one guy that was sleeping in his plane, Jim?
Yeah.
Last year?
Oh, God. That I can't believe he flew that. Didn't he fly up from Texas?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to be kidding me.
And he slept
me.
In his plane.
Yeah.
That's when you just want it. That's when you want it really, really bad.
But that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun to broadcast from there tomorrow. I'm sure we got some great
guests. Just interesting people. You just meet really, really interesting people, and you'll learn a lot. Yeah. I mean, I'd still love to have somebody there that's affiliated with the B-52s. I'm still fascinated by that plane. Have you ever seen one up close?
Yes.
Okay. They're incredible.
They've been at the EAA before, right? I mean,
I've never seen them. I mean, I used to see him up at K.I. Sawyer in Gwynn, Michigan.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, Johnny. I don't know that I would. You know what? I don't know if I saw one. I've been around those military planes a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm just not into planes like you are. But I like,
I got text here. The museum is absolutely amazing year round.
Yeah.
So.
And we're going to have the director of the museum on tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, Chris Henry.
Of the EAA Museum?
Yes.
Could we also try to get Stu Tribble, his name is. Stu is the director of the Veterans Museum, which is right there. You can literally walk from the Veterans Museum to where we're going to be set up.
That EAA Museum, do they still have that hot air balloon, that guy that went around the world in it?
Jacques Cousteau?
No. This guy, I think he died.
In a
rich guy.
Hot air balloon crash? Or no?
I don't know, but I remember we went there. I took the kids. This was 20 years ago. But we went there, and I was showing them that. And it's it was the hot air balloon that went around the world. It's got to still be there. It was over in the corner. And it's like, you know, roped off with those things like the hotels have. And so I just...
It wasn't from that old movie, was it?
No,
around
it wasn't,
the world in 100 days
No, it wasn't. No, it was the real deal.
Okay.
He was a philanthropist, entrepreneur. It was his hot air balloon. No, I'm not kidding you guys. What? What's so funny about that?
Todd, you have a comment, Todd?
Well, it's just you've had... It's been a rough day for you, Jim.
It has.
Maybe it's time you just thought about...
I will not seek re-election.
Yeah, right?
Co-host of the Manu and the Mayor
anyway,
show.
So it was roped off, and I kind of took my kids and put them all in that hot air balloon, took their picture.
Even though it was roped off?
Yeah.
Nice.
I did.
You're that guy. When you're the mayor, you could do anything you want.
I wasn't. That was before that. Wait a minute, Todd. You're right. I could have been the mayor. Think about me. I guess I was. Anyway, that museum's awesome.
No question.
Whole thing, that's going to be fun. This is going to be a great week. And hey, tell our listeners a little bit more. Training camp. You covered that forever. Fun?
For a while.
I mean, you got to get there a little bit early. They got a stadium there. And you.
Well, we used to just be out. I mean, yeah, just on the sidelines. You know, you would shoot, you do your stories, you get your guys lined up. But I will say this, when I covered training camp in my day, it was so much easier, I think, than now, because you could have access to anybody. As soon as camp was over, you could walk up to a guy. Hey, come on here for an interview.
Yeah.
This guy, that guy. Walk into the locker room. Do whatever you want. Talk to anybody. You know, all that kind of stuff. Now things are so much more controlled. It's unbelievable. You put in requests for guys and do a sit down. Really? I liked it a lot when I was doing it. I would not enjoy the way it is now, to be honest with you.
But right now, they have, 80 guys? Right? Isn't everybody there?
Yeah,
they cut down to 55 or whatever the number is. 53. Okay. I think that would be fun to go and just watch.
It is. And no question. And people love going there, and it's a great... I think it's the best part. I always say it's almost the same as minor league baseball. The best part is going there and just kind of keeping an eye on some, just seeing who kind of catches your eye.
Right.
You know, don't specifically try. Just see who catches your eye, and then just follow that guy. And it's kind of like when I saved up all my Nightcrawler money and came down to buy that Packer jersey.
Yes.
And they were all sold out except for number 56 because it was a factory reject or something that's supposed to be 66. And I went to the game that night, and there was this guy named Tommy Joe Crutcher that nobody heard of, and I followed his entire career, and he played like 7 or 8 years that's in the awesome. NFL. And I told him that story, and it was great. So I think it's fun sometime to see who catches your eye and really follow that person's career.
And does Jordan Love show up at every...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool, too.
Oh, we got such a good guy in him here. It's mind-boggling.
But you say they don't mingle with the fans after training camp.
Well, they do. They still do. But I'm just talking the media used to be able to go up and grab guys left and right. And all that stuff. So
I think people should do that. I mean, if you're in town, it's close. There's free parking.
You got to get there early.
You know, that's true. I don't know how many stands. I don't know how many seats those bleachers seat. But when they first put it in, I tell you, it was dedicated August 1st. I don't know what year that was. Probably, I got the seat cushions. But then Donna would go quite a bit with our youngest daughter, and just wasn't that busy. And now it's like...
No, it's crazy.
It is.
You know what I could never figure out, though, Jim? When they had all of the ones, you know, at the old practice field, I guess, right next to the Hudson Center.
Yeah.
Why they never had a walkway over Oneida? It was so... You'd hear tires, because people would be looking at the practice, somebody would be crossing, and you'd hear brakes screeching all the time.
Yeah.
Why didn't they ever put in a walkway?
Well, those are very, very expensive.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Oh my gosh. I think that walkway would have served Green Bay better than a Zip and Pippin.
They should go under. Oh,
we
get
a quick break.
Back. That hurt. Time keeps on slipping
into the future. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
If you feel like it's been nearly impossible to put up good quality hay this year, you're not alone. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It's a situation that's been presented to farmers all across the state of Wisconsin. Jerry Clark is University Extension Crops and Soils Agent in Chippewa County. He says trying to put up dry hay this year has been more than a challenge.
Yeah, it's been a challenge this whole spring and summer with the way the rain has been about every 3 days, hard to get dry hay. So again, that focus on trying to keep the alfalfa quality up when trying to get in between the rains. We've seen a lot of farmers shift to trying to chop, maybe getting silage bags or balage because they just can't get the dry hay. But in all of those instances, you have to be able to manage the bale or manage the storage. And if you don't have the equipment or the facility to do that, and you're kind of relying on that dry hay, that becomes a big challenge, and that's been our biggest concern this whole month of June and early July has been that it seems like every third day we get at least a half an inch of rain, it seems like, and it's really been a challenge.
Jerry Clark, crops and soils agent in Chippewa County, he said on top of the weather-related challenges, now producers are facing not only continued pressure from alfalfa weevil, but huge threshold numbers of potato leafhopper. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning, at least they're looking a little brighter. Corn and beans are up. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
No change on barrel or block cheese prices Friday. The AA butter, that dropped another 3 cents to $3.07.5 per pound. This morning in Chicago, August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that closed 19 cents lower at $19.98. September was down 20 cents, closed at $20.58 a hundredweight. The December new crop corn's up 5.5 cents right now at $4.10. November new crop beans are up almost 17 cents, $10.53, while September wheat's up a nickel right now, $5.47 a bushel. There's a quick market snapshot for you on a Monday morning. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 83 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms late tonight, our low 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Could be a quarter to a half inch of rain with storms tomorrow and a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. On a beautiful morning, 56 in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 59 in Oshkosh. Right here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, download our Civic Media app. Got some texts here. My fondest memory of camp is when the bleachers were on Oneida Street and Mike Holmgren. Yep. Actually, no, what's the name of that coach there?
Yeah.
Mike who?
Yeah, he's Super Bowl coach. Okay.
Kicked out Wayne Simmons for hitting a player during a non-contact drill. Mm-hmm. Wayne Simmons was crazy, but he was good. He's one of those guys that's like, you hate him. But he's on our team. We love him. You know what I mean? You don't want to play against him.
Right.
He was that guy. I got another text. I remember going with my dad and getting my construction paper football signed, especially when Bart Starr was coaching. Got another one here. I've never been to training camp, but I got to know AJ and Jordan their first couple of years as rookies, being the garbage man at their apartment complex they lived at. Kingsley Engebert, Rudy Ford, Romeo Dobbs, and numerous others lived there throughout the years. Also that I would see and have chats with. That's cool.
Yeah. You know what? That training camp, as parents, I mean, you got to raise your kids, but creating those memories, like these guys who text in were, you know, I'm sure that was some of that was about 10, 15 years ago. And they're going to get older and remember that training camp. And it's free, you know, unless you want to buy something to eat or drink there, it's very expensive. But, I mean, it's the free thing to do, and I just think people should go out and experience that because you live here.
I thought Green Bay kids were the luckiest kids in the world.
Right.
In the entire world, I thought they were the luckiest kids because they could, like, hang out with Packer players going back and forth from practice.
Right.
Would have given anything in the world for that. Can you imagine me at 9 years old with Packer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With my bike, with the basket and everything.
Yeah. Oh.
They're like, why do you have a basket? So, well, because I'm an athlete. It's like, you're right.
Yeah, the basketball. Joining,
those two things go together. I mean, when I think about it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Joining us tonight, Katie Hess, Autism Society of Greater Green Bay, Wisconsin. Got a big golf outing coming up. But before that, Katie, I was just saying with autism, I don't know if I just didn't notice it before when I was younger or whatever, but I can name probably 10 people off the top of my head who have children with autism.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more common than you think.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Wisconsin gets pretty high marks, don't we, for dealing with autism?
Well, we do. There's always a lot of work that can be done.
Always,
but yes.
Mm-hmm. But it just seems like when there's people, I've talked to people outside of the state, and they think we know what we're doing. I mean, compared, everything's relative. But mm-hmm. I mean, I think you're doing a great job, and mm-hmm. I don't know that the distribution of executive directors is fair. I mean, somebody has 3 counties, somebody has 5 counties, and you have 68 or whatever.
What is your, if you drew a map of your counties, what would it look like?
Yeah, well, we're like upper Wisconsin, so 53 counties north of
53.
Madison and Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. And the rest is split between 2 people.
But remember, we're a more rural community,
right?
Up here, and it's denser population in Madison, Milwaukee.
And what kind of resources do you have for autism, for kids with autism?
Yeah, so we do a lot at our organization. A lot of it's advocacy. So when you talk about how great Wisconsin is as far as autism is concerned, a lot of that comes from advocacy. The laws that are made, mm-hmm. what we're doing to talk to people to make sure that people are aware that this is an issue and that, you know, they need support. We do support groups. We do activities. We do fundraisers. We do lots of wonderful
what
things.
What can we do better?
If you look at the services available in schools, it could be improved greatly, greatly. We talk about students with disabilities, and it's not just children with autism, but they need more supports at schools so that they can succeed later in life. That's a big one.
Autism is, I can't think of a different word, growing. But was it always there and we're just better at diagnosing it?
So,
I mean, we didn't, when I was in high school or whatever,
I don't know, man, we're
never
talking
heard
about
the word
that earlier.
Never heard the word.
Yeah. And I think, too, because it's becoming more prevalent, because it's being diagnosed. So once you have that diagnosis, once you realize and recognize and name something, it's easier to spot it in individuals, right? So it comes in varying degrees. So there may have been, I'm sure there were children with autism in your schools.
Right.
You just didn't know what it was,
exactly.
Right? There was no name for it. Or maybe there weren't services available for them in schools, so they didn't go to school. Maybe they went somewhere else or they just stayed at home. So the more that we recognize it, the more that we understand what it looks like and what people are dealing with, the more apt we are to help them.
Tell me like two or three characteristics of somebody with autism.
Because there could be really high functioning people with autism, correct?
So
Elon Musk.
You'll see.
Is he really?
I think some of those guys are, okay, whatever. I don't know that. I shouldn't have said that. Sorry, Elon.
Yeah, you probably should not have.
So what you'll notice sometimes in individuals with autism is they'll show some repetitive behaviors. You'll see that. So it could be tapping or ticking or rocking, things like that. They have a difficult time being in social situations for the most part. So just general social interactions are more difficult for them. So just dealing with that and building and forming relationships, strong relationships, things like that are more difficult for them as well.
We're with Katie Hess, Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin.
At autism, different levels?
Mm-hmm. So what we say is if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. It looks different for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the funding, you have a golf outing coming up, and we want to support that at Thornbury. But where does the money go then for these programs? Or tell me a little bit more about the funding. Help.
So we support the chapters within our service area. We do support groups. Again, we do advocacy and things like that. So what we're trying to do is build a network and a community of people who can support each other. So it's not up to us necessarily to provide a bunch of services for people. It's about connecting people because everybody needs something different. So what we're trying to do is say, as you grow and as you learn, we're here to support you. We're here to help you.
Awesome. Do you need, like, you were bit in other nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this guy was a mentor. Is that true?
He was. Jim was a mentor. Yeah.
And what did I say to you that I guarantee you his first question?
Hey, you ever get into politics?
I had my seventh grade.
And then he talks about, what did he do? What did he do while he was mentoring him?
You got to run for school office.
School representative.
Yeah.
Class representative.
Yeah.
And you got him to run?
Yes, absolutely I did. And then
God, and this kid was so lucky. You know what Jim would take him on for his field trips? To ribbon cutting.
Well, you got to be with him once a week. And that week goes fast. I mean, you get busy and you've got your own kids. But
come on, we're going to ribbon cutting.
I had to do the
It'll be
kids.
Very educational for you.
You'll love it. He's so fun.
Anyway, yes, we did that. There's so many good programs. I mean, Big Absolutely. Brothers, Big Sisters, the Boys and Girls Club is a great program. Obviously, mm-hmm. what you do with the autism is great. And I think when we look back at it, it was only a year ago, that when Green Bay was named the number one place to live in the United States, which there's a lot of cities in 50 states. And for us to be picked number one, they went through a lot of criteria. I mean, if you read that report, cost of living was back then pretty manageable. But just the amenities and some of the support we have here to organizations like yours, mm-hmm. it's just, it works.
Yeah.
I mean, what's near and dear to your heart with this one, Katie?
I have two nephews with autism.
Okay, there it is.
So when the opportunity came to run this organization, I said, sign me up.
That's tremendous.
And how are they doing? And what are they doing? Do they take advantage of what programs have worked best for them?
Yeah. So actually, that's one of the reasons why I'm on the radio show with you guys is because not everybody knows about our organization.
Right.
My sister and brother didn't even know that my organization existed before I was with it. So I just can't imagine how many other families are going without supports because they don't know we're here. And so one of the biggest things that I want to do is just help promote this organization so people know that there are people out there that can help them. And if nothing else, there's an ear, someone who can listen to them and empathize with them. Our staff is very familiar with autism, having family members with autism. So it's not someone, when you call, you actually get someone who understands what you're going through.
You know, there are so many, I don't know, for whatever reason, but like Dan Marino, this autism has no spectrum. You know what I mean? It's the entire spectrum. Dan mm-hmm. Marino, great quarterback, has a son that has it. Doug Flutie has a son that has it. I believe Rodney Peet, he used to be a quarterback, and he's married to the famous actor, Holly. She used to be in one of the big, she played part of a high school student in one of the big shows. Holly Robinson Peet, they have it, and they speak. But what I'm saying is these high-profile people in their areas mm-hmm. really said, okay, yeah, we didn't know anything mm-hmm. about this either. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure people know all about it and do what we can to support them. And that's how it's actually become a little bit more in the limelight, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that people talk about is autism speaks. You know, and there are some individuals with autism who can't speak. They're nonverbal. And so, you know, having people to support them and speak for them on their behalf to help them become more, you know, embedded into our culture is important.
That's awesome.
You know, with autism, is that lifelong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what your the society, let's say somebody has, seems like people would use this with younger kids, but that's, I mean, you let's say you Google this Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
There's help for the whole spectrum from.
Yes, yes. And the thing is our organization isn't that old, right? And so we're learning new things every day. And so as people grow up with autism, we're trying to find new ways to support them as well. So it's not just supporting the parents or the children with autism, but as the children grow into adults, what supports and services are available for them as adults? So we're learning, you know, we're kind of, what they say, you're building the ship as you're flying it. We're doing that as well. Like, we're constantly learning and evolving and saying, what do you need from us and how can we help you?
That's awesome. And you learn from each other as well.
Yeah.
You know, people try things that work and, the society, so the funding, what you're having this golf outing to raise mm-hmm. money and mm-hmm. the money will go to the programs you said
mm-hmm.
and okay.
Yeah. And they go to support our local chapters. One of the things too, that we want to do this year is a community needs assessment. So again, we have 53 counties, right? It's a huge area and we know we're not supporting everybody that needs support. So what we're going to try to do is get out to as many of these communities as possible and say, what do you need from us? And that takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of funding, takes a lot of energy. But it's really important because once we get out there and understand the needs of the community, we're better equipped to serve them. And so that's what we're trying to do.
I think autism, we can't be afraid of it. I just had a, you know, Johnny scolded me before, but I Googled famous people with the autism, and for sure Elon Musk is on here. Bill Gates, Dan Aykroyd. I mean, there's just Albert Einstein. I mean, people can do very well. It's just, it's a different way to approach things. And,
exactly.
And that socially awkward is something that we have to learn too, right? As just mm-hmm. people that maybe don't have autism and how to deal with people with autism.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Yeah. And we talked about this the last time I was on the show, too. It's just more about belonging, right? So how do we make everybody feel like they belong? Because everybody is different, neurotypical or not.
Anything we can do for the golf tournament?
Yes. We would love to have some foursomes come. So it's Tuesday, August 13th at Thornberry. So if you want to sign up for a foursome, we would love to have you.
Outstanding. How do they find out about it?
Our website, autismgreaterwi.org.
Outstanding. Yep. Let's fill it up.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
It is. And is how many people like about are in have autism? Do you know? I mean, it's not a handful.
Well, right now they're saying 1 in 36 children are diagnosed.
And wow.
That's diagnosed. Remember, that's not how many people have it.
Unbelievable.
Right? So there are people who go undiagnosed. So it's more than that for sure.
Wow. Okay, well, yeah, we gotta support this. The golf outing again is at Thornberry. It's the 13th of August. Foursomes.
Website again, please.
AutismGreaterWI.org.
Outstanding.
Right, you got like a silent auction stuff too. Some mm-hmm. more fun.
Quay Walker signed helmet.
All right.
Original.
Cool.
Nice.
That he wore.
Do you have Jarts doing the auction?
No, we've got we have Bill Schrader coming though.
He's cool.
He's great.
I know. He's awesome.
That guy's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
I gotta do a shout out to Verve, our sponsor, our headline sponsor. Thank you, Verve.
All right.
Okay.
I was just gonna say we could get some signed Mino and the Mayor stuff, but I don't think he'd make much money off that.
We got some t-shirts if everybody spills their beer, they'd have something to wipe it up.
Right. Oh man.
Oh, Katie Hess, for everything you do for the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin, thank you so very much. Whatever we can do for your fundraisers, whatever you have coming up, and with the golf outing, we'll keep pumping it to try to get you guys some more foursomes and things like that.
Great.
And people like you are...
Oh, you make this place...
Yeah, exactly. Make
community.
This a better place.
Yeah. Thank you. And we got a couple shirts to pick up the spills.
Also, we got a text here. Did Jim let the kid he was mentoring use the giant scissors? Keep your hands off those. I'm the mayor. You can use the golden shovel. I got to set our break. Back after this. You're outside, so be fine. Oh, look out, baby, because here I come. And I'm bringing you a love that's true. So get ready. So get ready.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
I hope I get to you before they do.
Hey, welcome back. Come on in the mirror. Todd, I like you're going back old school music here. Like it.
Yeah.
Like it a lot. So, Todd, what did you do this past weekend?
I worked.
Why
are you asking that?
Just asking. I thought with all the things going on.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought you were going to be coming up here just for the fun stuff in Green Bay.
So I came up to load up on all the equipment for EAA, right?
Oh, okay.
Not a parking spot around here. So I legally pull over and put the flashers on, and I'm running in and out. But, oh, my goodness, so many people in downtown Green Bay. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, I just... So Kitty was in talking about the autism, big fundraiser coming up. But I just, you guys, just so that you know, this, you were kind of making fun of me. But people with autism, Anthony Hopkins, Tim Burton, you know, Bill Gates. I mean, this is the real deal. So, I mean, you know,
imagine people years past that never got diagnosed.
And like you said, it knows no.
Yeah.
Not like, well,
no,
yeah,
no,
this it's area or this
socio, right, whatever. Right. Yeah. Yeah, nope, it's all over. So it's wonderful to have people like Katie helping in every way they can.
And there's so many of those things out there. There's just a lot of nonprofits. Yeah. And we just want these Scholarships Inc. That's nice to give money to them, right? Because that money goes to kids. And so,
you know, I wish, wouldn't it be nice to be so famous where you have an organization like that come in and you just say, hey, would you like me to autograph something for you? I'll get you $500 or whatever. Wouldn't you do that all the time?
Yes.
I mean, all the time.
But I bet you it gets old.
I know it does, but so what? If it's for a really good organization, wouldn't it feel good just knowing that, you know, you're doing something like that?
Yeah, but I don't, you have to trust, like Katie's easy to trust. And some. But Bart Starr, towards the end, he personalized everything.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, because he didn't want people selling it on the secondary market.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we, sat down with him and had a bunch of stuff for him to sign, but it was all personalized. I was like,
okay.
Yeah. So anyway, if it goes to the right cause, I would do it until I couldn't do it anymore.
Yes. You're right. I agree. I agree. We got Drew Stefani coming up, EAA Communications. Then we have Todd Steffen coming up from the Miracle League. Ran into Todd yesterday. He's been one of the big people getting it all started here in the area. The Miracle League is one of the most wonderful things you'll ever find in your entire life. They built beautiful fields for these kids. I just think it's awesome. But the part that is most, how do we even put this? Almost hard to imagine, hard to fathom. Hard to fathom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What he told me yesterday was hard. It's like, why? How did this happen, Todd? He grew up listening to all of your uncle's albums and your dad.
See?
He said that you guys were the most popular musicians in their house, and they went Sunday afternoons, they would sit and play the Schmidt Brothers albums.
Johnny told me that off the air. And you know what I said to him, Jim? What a crappy childhood.
All right, kids, let's get out the barbershop record.
This one's live from Carnegie Hall. Keep her down there. Keep her down for that crater. I'll give you a whack.
We both grew up doing that, so
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Wednesdays, they come over and practice.
So okay, okay. But anyway, I just thought you'd like that. The Todd told me yesterday his family had all of your albums.
My dad's albums.
And your dad's albums and listened to them religiously.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's
awesome. So just thought I'd throw that out there for you.
I love it. All right. I like this guy already.
I know. I know you will, but I want to do some stuff for the Miracle League with them.
Well, and the Miracle League, and that's not the only venue that we have, because that park was dedicated at Bay Beach, that all-inclusive park. And I think that's akin to what the Miracle League has done.
The one I've always been to is one in Alloway and Baird, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really cool. I did a thing in Manitowoc one time when they built one, and just great organizations, great people that help out along those lines.
Very fortunate to have organizations that support that.
That's what makes the difference. Yeah. Those are exactly what make the difference. Yeah. So, you know what I can't wait for tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oof, early morning. What's tomorrow?
Brittany to absolutely school you on meteorological.
No problem.
Things. No problem. Okay. Because you think meteorologists are overrated or whatever. So I just want her to put her.
Not that they're overrated. They're not held as accountable as my career.
I think they are held more accountable than anybody. Anybody. Can you imagine? You imagine if the forecast calls for a chance of rain and it doesn't rain.
What does that tell you?
And you go to some event. Hey, I thought you said it was going to rain.
No, and I said there was a chance. Yeah. There's a chance. And partly, that's the out. And then when they do the maps, see how far away they stand? So it's like, well, in this area here, that's kind of like, from Madison to Green Bay. It's like, but if you stand closer, they never use a pointer because that's too accurate. See, I don't know, man. I don't think, I will say this about weather people. They are nice people.
Like very nice.
Tom Mahoney's cool. Brittany was great. My favorite, of course, is Cameron.
Yeah.
They're all good.
All right.
Can't think of the guy's name.
You got this one. It says, you think Todd had a rough childhood? I make my kids listen to Schmidt City Council albums.
Wow. That's child abuse. Yeah, don't want to probably do that.
Yeah.
Didn't K-Tel put those out back in the day?
Oh, I was thinking, Todd, remember we were talking about that, the disappointment you'd get the album you wanted of the greatest hits, and it would be by, I want to say it was Ronco?
It wasn't Ronco.
Oh, it was K-Tel, huh?
I don't know if it was K-Tel or not. There was a series. There was a group that did that. Pickwick was a record company that would do that once in a while. But
it would be like Sweet Caroline by Studio Man. That's
right. And you get it. It's like, that's not Neil.
That's not them. Yeah.
No, I think Ronco.
But you'd have to ask,
Ronco was all that fishing and plastic stuff.
Was it Ronco that had the knife that could cut beer cans?
Yep. Right.
And then they had the pocket fishing.
Pocket fisherman? Right?
Yes.
He did the spray for the hair, the balding spray.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had the...
Do they do the boat, the duct tape like you can make a boat out of?
I don't think he did that.
He didn't do that one?
He did Mr. Microphone, though. Remember Mr. Microphone? You could tune it to a radio station and use a radio and then use your microphone and broadcast that.
No!
You don't remember the commercial? Guy's driving around in a convertible and they've got the mic on it and he says to the girl, "We'll be back to pick you up later, sweetheart." You don't remember that?
No! No!
John, come on.
No, I don't remember this. How do I not remember this?
I don't know.
Does anybody still have one of those albums? Send us a picture, please.
That had like 30 had songs.
30 of the greatest hits by people you've never heard of.
Right. It was dolled in a studio by maybe one or two
and
bands.
And barely sound anything like the actual artists. Yes. If anybody has one of those, please send us a picture.
Yeah, we all had them.
If you're moving, when you move, and it's like, I got to get rid of some stuff. That'd be like one of the first things you'd get rid of. No question. Yep. Drew Stefaniak will be joining us from EAA right after this. This one is a lie. Sat around laughing to watch the last one die. Now
look into the sky to save me. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Crude and Dom.
Join the Devil's Advocates on Monday. We've got Congressman Mark Pocan. He'll tell us why he's advocating for Joe Biden to step down as the presidential candidate for the Dems.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.